While illegal immigration is certainly a popular topic among certain policymakers in Washington, it can also get attention at the state level. As Stu Johnson of member station WEKU reports, Kentucky's first Latino member of the General Assembly and a newly elected House representative have interest in the issue.
Senator Ralph Alvarado says undocumented immigrants, many working seasonal jobs, would be well served by an expanded work visa program, and it could mean additional tax revenues for Kentucky. Alvarado has discussed President Trump's border wall idea with him directly.
I've had a chance to sit on President Trump's Hispanic Advisory Council before he got elected into office, and I sat with him in Trump Tower with 22 other Latinos. And when this topic came up, our response was, you want to put up a wall, fine, you know, but make sure you put a big gate on that wall.
Alvarado, a Winchester doctor, believes immigrant children not born in the U.S. should be eligible for amnesty and citizenship. First-term Representative Nima Kulkarni is an immigration attorney. While agreeing private funds and groups working to improve housing and infrastructure in countries south of the border are beneficial, they're not likely to be expansive enough to stem the flow of those seeking asylum.
Piecemeal, you're not going to necessarily see a sea change in the way that government functions or any of those governments function. And you have to remember that the problem is drug-related crime and poverty.
Kulkarni says many women and children in countries like Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador are fleeing violence. I'm Stu Johnson.